Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's a reason a state of emergency exists in Nigeria. The Boko Haram attacked again this week with bomb blasts in two northern cities. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nuttleton says the sect wants Sharia law across the country. What would this mean for gospel work?
Obviously, it raises the stakes. It raises the danger level for Christians in that part of Nigeria, and it makes their work more difficult.
Even if that occurs, Nettleton says it won't stop the gospel.
One of the significant sources of that outreach is Muslims who have come to Christ, and they can speak directly to those heartfelt things because they themselves were Muslims.
Next, for the first time, Kazakhstan has earned a spot on the Open Doors World Watch List. The 2012 list, which ranks the top 50 worst nations for Christian persecution, came out this week. Kazakhstan is 45th. Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan were on the list too, and Uzbekistan ranked 7th, worse than even Iraq. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
I think basically we have to do what we did during the Soviet days. As long as we're able to assist them with resources, to do that as directly as we can. And then we have to start planning for times when maybe access is going to be very restricted.
And we believe that God values human life. As Sanctity of Human Life Sunday approaches January 15th, Christians around the United States are looking for resources to help people in their church honor life and ultimately honor God, the creator of each and every life. Buckner International wants to help you by providing free resources. You can get a video, an article to help start a sermon, and worship slides. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You want to keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world at the same time? Get the Vision Beyond Borders 2012 ministry calendar, and it's free. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.